do talk about. I guess we didn't like. If we truly disliked her, I guess we wouldn't talk about her at all. She is sort of fascinating.
I like that she can make fun of herself. Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that guy, but I mean, he created, I mean, just look at the big three. Charlie's Angels, Love Boat, Fantasy Island. You'd be a god in Hollywood if you just created those three shows. If you just created two of those three shows, you'd be a god. And yet, it was like year after year after year after year. And I completely, because of my age, I completely forgot Melrose. I mean, which is...
That was my life when I was younger. Yeah, watching The Heights, 90210, and Melrose Place.
And the fact that he was already like 60-something when he created those shows. I mean, that he could create a youth-oriented hit. And you remember those era, the 90210, Melrose Place. It was not just hits. Those were phenomenons. Phenomena.
90210 is finally coming out on DVD, too.
Is it?
Yep, later this year. Just the first season, though.
I didn't watch it a whole lot, but I was surrounded by people that did. I watched Melrose, though.
I watched it four times a day in college.
Why? It really is the end of an era. There's just no other way to put it. I mean, it is his shadow looms large. Yeah, that's all very sad. All right. Are we done with that?
There we are.
By the way, I should say, for the guy who keeps emailing me about this, we'll play the whole song someday when we've got nothing better to do. When we don't have JonBenet Ramsey talk to get to. He's obsessed with the lyrics to the... He's like, I love your snuff watch, but I don't know any of the lyrics. It is, those are people who died. Those are people who died. Those are people who died. They were all my friends who just died. Dun, da, dun, da, da, da. There you go. We'll play the whole song someday. It's kind of an 88 lines about 44 women kind of a thing. All right, there's your snuff watch. Back after this. You stay right there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere. Hey, good night, 70. Right, here's the post.
Are belong to us. This is the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970, Solid State Radio.
That's awkward. Are you going to be friends?
I don't know.
See, you think you could be friends with a girl like that, and then it never works out.
I know.
Should we be talking about this?
No.
Okay. Has she MySpaced you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Oh, my shoulders hurt so bad. I'm so very badly burned.
Pretzels are making me thirsty. Change topics. All right, let's talk about Super Digital. Super Digital. Anyway, I just snorted, I'm sorry. Super Digital, now, we've talked about these guys before, and we have a lot, I mean, you know, this is a show. We have a lot of listeners, a lot of guys who listen to us who are in bands, or they record records, or they mix in a CDs or whatever, and here's the thing. Super Digital, obviously, they are a full-service, recording studio, and what that means is they do the recording, and they can do the mixing and the mastering, they can do the duplication, they can do all of that. They have this Starving Musician special. You tell them you heard it on the Rick Emerson Show, and you can get 1,000 retail-ready CDs. Made for just $11.49. $1,049. It's basically $1.15 per ready-to-sell compact disc. You know what I mean? So you don't have to worry about it. You have to worry about the pricing structure. You don't have to get a spreadsheet to figure it out. You tell them you heard it on the Rick Emerson Show, and your band, you can have 1,000 ready-to-sell CDs made for only $11.49. It's $1.15 per ready-to-sell disc. So I'm going to give you this phone number right now while you're thinking about it. Don't put it off. Don't delay it. Don't say you're going to do it tomorrow. It's 503-228-2222. 503-228-2222. Super Digital. Run by musicians, servicing musicians, and based in Portland. Go see them. Super Digital, 503-228-2222. Super Digital.
At Taco Time Restaurants, we're so excited about adding mango peach salsa to our famous crispy chicken ranchero. We'd like to give you a taste of it right now. Unfortunately, this is radio, and you can't taste radio. But we can let you hear what this flavorful, tart, sweet, and tangy new entree sounds like to your taste buds. It goes a little something like this. The first thing your tongue hears is the syncopated rhythm of fresh cabbage blend with cheddar cheese and a blast of ranch dressing. As your taste buds listen to the crispy strips of tender chicken, they hear a melody of stringed instruments. finally, the crescendo of sweet and tangy mango peach salsa strikes a keynote of flavor on your palate. It all comes together for that big band sound in your mouth. The new Mango Ranchero. It's music to your tongue. It's taco time.
It happens gradually. Sun gives way to stars and moon. The day slips into something more comfortable. And there, in the warm twilight glow, life becomes simple once again. Now is the time for Bella Sera Merlot from Italy. Soft, smooth, rich. It's going to be a beautiful evening. Or as they say in Italian, it's going to be a Bella Sera. Imported by Bella Sera USA, Hayward, California.
If you haven't heard the Rick Emerson Show lately, you haven't heard this.
Yeah. Looked like some sort of martial arts weeble. Steven Seagal wobbles, but he does not fall down or play blues well. Sent this email. So there you go. So just, I'm just saying, if he comes there, it's an opportunity not to be missed.
Yeah, I can't not. So let me stay on top of that one.
Yeah, you.
I wonder if I get a hold of his people, if he has any people left. Someone can tell me what's going on with him.
I think he has one guy whose job it is to prop up the phone next to him and wipe the spittle off his chin while he does interviews. And then I'm assuming just a shovel large, glutinous globs of food into his mouth. That'd be my guess. That was the best Steven Seagal impression I've ever heard.
Let's listen. Rick Emerson. Weekdays noon to like us on AM 970. Solid State Radio.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt? Sky-high interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees, having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We can help. We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. Now, this isn't bankruptcy or one of those consumer credit counseling deals or a high-interest consolidation loan. It's Credit Card Relief. We have an outstanding record of performance and client satisfaction. We provide a complete credit analysis and free consultation with a local participating program attorney. If you're serious about getting out of debt, call Credit Card Relief right now. Don't wait for the collection calls to start. The consultation is free and the relief is real.
Call 1-866-808-3939. 1-866-808-3939. That's Credit Card Relief. 1-866-808-3939. 3939.
You already know that Star builds cruisers motorcycles that take customization to a whole new level, but we'll bet you didn't know that right now you can make a head-turning V-Star your own for as little as $69 a month at Cycle Sports of Salem. Walk in and ride out on a long and low V-Star custom, the V-Star Silverado complete with saddlebags and windshield, or any one of the other famous V-Stars. They shake up the status quo and say loud and clear that you live life by your own rules. The first rule, I want a new Star. So get down to Cycle Sports of Salem today and ride home in the saddle of a V-Star cruiser for as little as $69 a month. Hurry, you've got to make one your own soon to take advantage of this great offer. Star Motorcycles, they build it, you make it your own. Cycle Sports of Salem is your Star Cruiser headquarters, located on Portland Road just east of I-5, or you can check them out on the web at cyclesports.net.
On the Yamaha card, subject to credit approval, 283106 on selecting 2006 or new prior year Star Motorcycles. $69 monthly payment and 8.9% APR for 24 months, or amount financed up to $8,500 if account kept current. Thereafter, standard rate of up to 22.99% APR. Default rate, 24.9%. 99% minimum finance charge $1.
You may. Yes, huh?
You.
What? You are listening to AM 970 KCMG. State Radio. Root.
A stripper named Roger? Oh, it was a male stripper.
Yeah.
Well, that's less interesting.
No, but it was that same thing where she's sitting in a chair in the middle of the room while standing around like the most awkward thing ever.
It's so bizarrely homoerotic. Hi. This is more of that stuff where we ought to be charging people to listen to like what we talk about during the break. All right. Well, in any event. Well, I have to go buy a suit today. That's the only... I'm not saying this to be relatable. I buy suits, too. I'm going to listen to this show every day. By the way, listening to KCMD AM Portland. Dun, dun, dun. Anyway.
You could go to the dry cleaners up in St. John's.
Just steal something. Is there anything that hasn't been paid for?
The woman will give you a great deal on suits that have not been picked up by their owner within the 30-day window.
Well, and there's a pretty good chance the owner's in prison or dead.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And she offers free alterations.
Probably everything. Everything there's probably monogrammed, though, with lots of, like, gold threads sewn into the cuffs. or powder blue with a big frilly, like, thing at the middle. You can have this. My cousin will be in jail for 6 months. Which...
She'll say $30. You say, no, $20.
I have this lavender suit. How much do you have? All right. Okay. I'm going to wear it to my sister's wedding, but she's in county. It's 503-7332. I don't even know what kind of accent that is that I was doing there. It's just a made-up accent. I'll get down to a whole thing. But I have to go buy. I have to buy this. And it's hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And I'll never wear it again. Ever. Ever. When am I going to wear it? It's like I don't want to bust on my brother. He's a good guy. God love him. We're family, so I... Whatever. I don't really care about family the way that other people do, though. There's that whole, like, no, family, blood. I don't care. Just don't. I don't mean to sound like a jerk. Sounding like a jerk, I suppose. I'm saying...
They're even worse than strangers.
No, it's true, because they always know where you live. So your mom always gives them your phone number. You move and you think you've evaded them, and then your mom... Because you can't not tell your mom where you live. Moms always know. You can't do that easier. You go straight to hell. So, like, your mom always knows, and then she gives you all the information to the rest of your family, and they find you. My younger brother, James... No, I have a pretty good relationship with him, but I don't spend a lot of time with him. But it's not like we have some weird dysfunctional thing, but we are very... As my mother would say... I know lately this program has been like a cavalcade of Rick's neuroses, and I get like a big tour through all my mental dysfunctions. All I'm saying is that my family, like maybe your family, probably not though, but maybe like your family, we are very understanding about the concept of personal lives and space, and we're not, you meet those people, it's like, do you ever meet a fully grown person who called his mom every day? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with loving your mother. That's what they're for. Moms are there to be loved. All I'm saying is, it's women a lot. I know women, grown adult women, that have conversations with their mother like 2-3 times a day on the phone. What are you doing? What are you talking to your mother about 2-3 times a day?
I talk to my mom a lot. Not 2-3 times a day. Maybe like once a day.
There's a woman in Lara's family. I won't say who it is. There's a woman in Lara's family who lives in Burbank, and then the mom also lives in Burbank. She's not going to hear. It's Lara's cousin. And so the mom, or the aunt is, you know, Lara's aunt is the mom. Anyway, so Lara is constantly compared to this girl by her mother. Mother's like, Susan calls her mother twice a day, no matter what's happening. What could you possibly have to talk to your mom about twice a day as a grown adult? Unless you need something changed or need her to, like, come and make one of your boo-boos feel better. I mean, what is it you're really sharing with your mom at that age? I just don't understand. So my mother, though, God love her, she understands. My mom is not my mom is a little antisocial herself. My mom doesn't belong to social groups or clubs or organizations. You know,
nothing wrong with that. Plenty of adults don't either.
That's what I'm saying.
Several people in this room.
My mom.
Majority.
No, I mean, my mom is sort of like you, of like all of us here, like Sarah and Tim and myself. It's not that I'm, you know, I'm a bad person or that I go out of my way to be rude to people. But my mom, you know, was very aware of the fact. My mom believed when we were kids in giving us personal space. She didn't pressure us to join soccer leagues or Cub Scouts or whatever. So, like, if I just wanted to sit in my room and, like, you know, read the Chronicles of Narnia, she was cool with that.
You're lucky.
Because that's how she was. My mom... Like, my dad always wanted to join clubs, and let's go to the Moose Lodge, and let's go to the Knights of Columbus night, and let's go to the, you know, let's go to this, let's go out, and let's go. My mom was just like, I just want to sit home and be by myself with the door shut and not speak to anybody. Which is totally fine. And she raised my brother and I to be very into, to be loners, basically. You know, I don't mind having people around, but I don't need people around.
Yeah, I'm perfectly
fine just hanging out by myself. I know that I'm starting to sound like Tom Likas. Go, I live in a huge house by myself, and it's fine. I don't mean to be that. I'm just saying, I go home, nobody's around, that's fine with me. So as a result, our family is very much in this sort of, kind of a hang on loosely kind of a thing. We're sort of like neutrons that just sort of circle you know, in the atom. You know, so I keep in touch with my family, but it's like we're not always getting together and going. I know people that, as adults, family vacations. Getting to, we're all going to go on a cruise together. I cannot think of a worse fate than being stuck on a cruise ship with all of my family for like 2 weeks. You just throw yourself overboard right into the wake. You just kill yourself. So anyway, so my brother's getting married, and so I gotta go, and like I'm never going to wear this again. It's like a wedding I go to, and it's not a Caribbean theme as such, but all of it, he has three best men. It's like me and two dudes that he's known his whole life. And we've all got to wear these suits like Richard Attenborough wore in the Welcome to Jurassic Park. You know, and he's like, he should be working on a, like he should be running a plantation somewhere.
Shouldn't the bride's family be picking up the cost for this?
They should.
They should.
They're loaded, by the way. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm bitter and filled with seething class envy.
I think that's the way it should be. You shouldn't be paying for this.
Tell me about it. Mm-hmm. Story of my life. Anyway, so, yeah, and it's totally, and we're such hillbillies. My family, get this, my brother, this is weird. I know this has become a whole thing about my family. Nobody probably cares, but all right. what are you going to do? So, get this, though, my brother is actually taking her name. How weird is that?
Huh. That's like a Jolie Pitt kind of thing.
Totally, and yeah, unless anybody start thinking my brother's a big sissy. My brother's like the biggest, tallest, most macho, most ripped out guy you'll ever see. I mean, break you over his knee.
Will this be a hyphenated last name?
It's not. He's just flat out ditching his name and going with hers. And again, he's like the most alpha male guy you'll ever meet. But it's a whole thing because our dad was a jackass. And it's a whole thing of like, screw him and like ditch my dad's name and go with it. And plus, again, she's loaded. It's a much better family than we have. Nobody in her family's gone to jail. Nobody in her family's ever been arrested. They sit around and listen to NPR all day and eat, you know, like unprocessed grains or whatever. They have a huge house right up on Mount Tabor. Yeah, that's a good family. Meanwhile, my family's just buck teeth and Velveeta. My family's just a lot of nickel bag drug chargers and spray cheese. That's who we are. And my mom lives in a trailer park. So, anyway.
With the cutest dog ever.
So, yeah, so, but all the dudes at the wedding are having to wear these unbleached, like, sort of, you know, these, like, linen, like the unbleached cotton linen suits. That's like $600, man. A suit I'm going to wear once. And I don't mean to sound trashy or whatever. I don't have anywhere to wear a suit. No, I don't wear a suit to work. I don't really know anybody else who's getting married. If I did, I probably wouldn't go anyway. What are you going to do? It's not like I can wear the suit while sitting around at home playing the Xbox. I got nothing. And no, thank you. The bride's family has not offered to pay for it. So, no. That'll be coming out of my bank account. I wonder if I can return it. Can I buy it and return it?
You probably can.
Why not?
You'll probably spill something on it, though.
Bite your tongue. No, could I? Could I buy it?
Yes, you can.
It depends on the return policy. You should check before you buy it.
Yeah, but you know, but this is the irony. Here's the irony, though. Isn't it true that, like, and I'm not saying it's not like shopping at J. Crew, it's like shopping at Saks Fifth Avenue, but it's not like shopping at...
Oh, you said the name of the store?
No one knows.
Okay.
Nobody listens. Okay.
They'll be greeting you as you walk through.
They only tune in for Jim Cramer. I've often mused that the irony is the richer you are, the less you have to pay for. For example, do you think Michael Jordan ever has to pay for a pair of shoes again? No. Tiger Woods, that guy ever have to buy dinner anywhere? No. But if you're poor, nobody gives you anything. You know, if you're poor, they expect you to buy your own clothing. So it's true also with clothing stores. The more you spent, like the higher up the money ladder, and again, it's not like I'm, you know, it's not like I'm shopping at some high roller store or whatever, but I'm saying, like, you go to Ross Dress for Less or so, you go to Marshall's, their return policy is pretty strict. You take it out of the store, it's yours, you're keeping it. But, like,
if they have armed guards traveling, they're ready to shoot you if you pull out one of the tags on the wheel.
Seriously, but if you go to, like, Ann Taylor, you know, or someplace where you're starting to drop a little money, you can bring it back whenever. Doesn't matter. You can set it on fire, bring it back. So if they even think you're rich, they'll take it back and give you the money back. If you're poor and need the money back, you're never getting it back. So can I wear it?
Yes.
Wait, have you done this? Has anybody done this?
Oh, yeah.
You can say it now. You've worn stuff and then returned it?
Nordstrom has a great policy. Like, Nordstrom takes back anything. Mm-hmm. That's if their stuff thinking. Falls apart, yeah,
yep,
for years.
You know, the Gap will do that, too. And so will, I think it's Banana Republic, maybe, where it's like, literally, it could be like 20 years old and in a pile and covered in holes and whatever, and they'll take it back.
Do it.
Because I read a novel one time, this novel by Poe Bronson, and it was about this computer startup company that was funded by the guy finding all of the old Banana Republic clothing he could and then returning it. and exploiting this loophole and getting like $9,000 or something. And I looked it up and it was true. It's like, doesn't matter. You can take it back. Like the return, you could literally take back like a pile of
just
shreds.
Just peruse thrift stores and
totally
do everything that you can.
You could totally make money that way. Here, Chuck Palahniuk, take that and make it a factoid in one of your books. One of your wacky slice of life did you knows.
I just finished reading Diary. It's a really good book.
By Chuck Palahniuk?
Mm-hmm.
I've only read what have I read? I read Fight Club, of course. I did it the opposite the way, though, because everybody starts with Fight Club. I started with Lullaby. That was the first one. You gave me that, which I liked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read Fight Club, which was good. And I didn't love it as much as everybody else. Good. And then I read Choke, which at the end of Choke, I was like, why did I? It was just like I just felt closer to death, and I felt like I wanted to scrub. I just felt all dirty and stupid.
I have a weird fear of choking anyway, so I don't want to read that book.
I read it, and then I was just like, why did I read this? And I just felt gross and violated, and not in like a cool, like he's edgy way. I felt like, it's like just, reading Choke by Chuck Palahniuk was like rolling around in a big pile of beef tallow. Rolling around in a big tub of warm lard, and at the end you're like, ugh. Anyway, so there you go. But the whole thing about his book is like, books are like putting in a bunch of like quirky little factoids about real life. There you go. There's one, Chuck. You put in your book.
We never talked about JonBenet.
No, we'll get to it.
Good thing we talked about your linen suit, though.
All I'm saying is, it's like, because I don't mean to sound like I don't love my brother. I do. He's a great guy. And, you know, blah, 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 all of that stuff. But at the same time, I don't want to drop $600 on a suit I'm going to wear once.
Buy it at Nordstrom.
Well, I can't, though, because we're all getting the same suit. It's matching suits. He sent us the link. He's like, here's the suit you will buy. Everyone go buy it now. The other two dudes have already bought theirs.
I think that's so unfair.
It probably isn't even that relatable. All right, it's 503-733-2970. All right, well, somebody will...
family should be picking up the tab of this.
Somebody will let me know. So if you... Somebody let me know. Some of you can do that. And should they? According to social rules, should they be paying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They should pay for at least a little bit of it. Are you also paying to fly out for the wedding?
Totally.
You're paying all of that? Yeah,
they're a bunch of skinflints.
They're dead to me.
They should pay for a little. I mean, but then again, people get ridiculous around their weddings and they expect you. I had a friend who asked me to be in her wedding and then told me that I had to fly to Hawaii, pay for my ticket, my accommodations, and the dress.
Yeah.
And then she was mad at me that I couldn't afford
it. Why'd you eat it? That's what I'd say to that person.
It's like Christopher Knight's bride.
Excellent reference. So, all right. See, look at this. Check out the Men's Warehouse, Rick. They rent suits. Yeah, but see, I can't. But
they might have it.
No, but you know, maybe I should find some sort of a, like in high school when you want to buy a car but you can't afford it, and so you buy like, you know, Ricknar or whatever, just like some knockoff. Maybe if I take the print out of the suit from jcrew.com to some other place and go like, can you give me like a cheaper version of this that I can then return anyway? If I leave all the tags, if I just like tape all the tags inside or something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's like that episode of Entourage where Turtle was like buying those $1,600 pajamas to go to the mansion. All right. I go to these calls. Listen, about relatives and buying suits. You know what?
We haven't accomplished one thing today.
We have. Look how relatable we are. Look at these people calling.
I think it's an interesting.
It's only relatable Monday. We should have just started this at 11 instead of the goddamn Jim Cramer show, which didn't work anyway. Thank you. Scotty J, by the way, by way of psychological support, keeps a running tally in the screen of things that I still have to do and that I have failed to do. Mike, hi, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. How are you, sir?
Rick, how are you?
Oh, you know.
You guys are the greatest.
Thank you. Well, I don't like to brag. What's up, brother?
You're talking about relatives and stuff. Well, you know, I've lived in Vancouver all my life. I have relatives living...
Okay, there you go. Thanks. Well, I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you. God bless you. What the hell was that about, do you suppose? That was the sound of someone coming in and yanking the cord out of the wall because they don't like where he was going with
Homeland
that.
Security.
Yeah. Can I tell you, I was having a phone call with a friend of mine last night who works at Microsoft, and he was talking about we were not plotting terrorist acts. But during the course of the call, and it's pointless to even describe how, but the phrase, Al-Qaeda does a really good job of this, came up. And I swear to God, it was something completely innocuous. But he used the phrase at one point, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, Al-Qaeda does a really good job. And it's that we both immediately stopped and were like, ah, crap, we're probably being recorded right now. All right. David, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Hey, Rick.
What's up? What's up with you?
I know that payola is wrong and illegal, and you would never do such a thing, but... For promotional consideration, you could probably talk this said company into letting you model the suit, Then, after you're done modeling the suit, you return the suit to them for commercial consideration.
Who would I be modeling the suit for? I don't understand. First of all, payola is wrong, and we do not engage in payola or plugola here at CBS Radio. But I'm just saying, who would I be modeling the suit? I don't understand. Who would I be modeling it for? Like,
well,
Sarah?
Not necessarily so much modeling the actual suit as, you know, you just simply say, and the suit as worn by Rick Emerson on...
Where would I say this?
On the radio.
Well, I've already mentioned... Well, okay. So
hey,
you're saying...
You haven't mentioned the actual company. You mentioned them enough times, and they're probably more than happy to say, okay, hey, we'll let you borrow this.
I would not do that, though, because that is wrong and a violation of CBS radio policy, sir.
Well, you know, I know you've never, ever violated CBS radio policy.
I have never violated CBS radio policy.
Today, between you and I.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, there you go.
We can see you're modeling for Janice Dickinson's modeling agency. You just signed with her.
All right.
Nobody would know.
503-733-something.
Let's break.
2970. I guess we're breaking, though. Okay. 225. Coming up, CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. Some clarifying sounds, calls about the mystery sound. We'll try to get to this top five about hot. Who are we fooling? It's going to be hot tomorrow. And hot the day afterward. Is it hot where you are? I have nothing. 503-733-2970. Rick Emerson Show. Don't forget, like us at 3. Don and Mike return to Portland flawlessly and without error tonight at 7. Followed by John and Jeff at 11. You stay there. It's AM 1170 Solid State Radio. Don't go anywhere. I'm back anyway.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on AM 970, Solid State Radio.
Okay. What is it? Who am I talking about?
Super Digital.
Super Digital. What else is there to say, really?
What is there?
What is there to say? Well, I will tell you this. We're talking about my mom and my family and all of that. And one of the things we've been talking about Super Digital here, and what we've been focusing so much on the way that they help out musicians, which is true. I mean, a whole bunch of guys. I mean, those guys in Last Stand, for example, Jesse Cunningham. He was in Bigger Than Jesus. I know that because they not only have a full service recording studio there, the mixing and mastering, they actually sell equipment too. And whether it's the actual physical, you know, the microphone, the whatever, they've got the recording gear, Pro Tools, Mackie, Shure microphone, Sennheiser. I'm not actually wearing Sennheiser headphones right now, but I did for a long time. They got all of that stuff there. All the software, all the plugins you need. But that's not what I'm going to talk about. I'm not going to talk about all the musician services they offer. I'm not going to talk about their Starving Musician special where you can get 1,000 ready-to-sell CDs for just $1.15 each. It's $11.49. I'm not going to talk about any of the mastering services that they offer there, any of the professional advice they have there. I'm going to talk about this. If you got like a mom or a dad like me where they got that big case full of 78 records in the basement, or they got all those reel-to-reel tapes that are just flaking away and there's so much oxidized nothingness, you don't want to wait, man. You're going to go down and try to play those 78s and they're going to crack, they're going to break. And I got all those reel-to-reel tapes, old cassette tapes, and like, you know, you taped yourself when you were 5 years old. You wait too long and that stuff's going to be flaked away. You're not going to be able to play. Super Digital can provide digital archiving, backup, all that stuff. So you take in that box of old reel-to-reels, that box of old 8-tracks, homemade cassette tapes, tapes of your kids saying dada for the first time or whatever the hell. You take all that stuff in, they can archive it digitally so you got it forever so you don't have to worry about it breaking, the tape snapping or whatever. The point is, write down this number, 503-228-2222, and don't put it off. Call them today while you're thinking about it. 503-228-2222. 503-228-2222. Super Digital.
Men, if you're over the age of 25 and would like to increase your sexual performance, that's right, longer, stronger, more satisfying sex, stay tuned because the next minute will change your life. Introducing all new Vitalis. Whether you suffer from stamina problems, a lack of sexual desire, or occasional impotence, Vitalis is the answer you've been waiting for. Clinically proven, Vitalis is scientifically formulated to restore your potency both quickly and safely. quickly. Vitalis allows you to instantly enhance your performance and provides you and your partner with a more satisfying experience. Vitalis is a special blend of herbs that naturally help strengthen your sex drive and increase your stamina. There are no side effects and the results are incredible. Recommended for men of all ages, Vitalis is guaranteed to work for you. Maximize your sexual performance with Vitalis.
Call today for your risk-free trial of Vitalis at 1-800-818-6019. It's completely confidential and it'll work for you, guaranteed. Call 1-800-818-6019. 1-800-818-6019. 1-800-818-6019.
Think you can sing the Oscar Mayer jingle with more relish?
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Oh, what a showman, an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I'd really like to be.
Enter today and sing it your way. You could star in our commercial. Go to singthejingle.com for complete details. Or visit a Wienermobile this summer. Sing the jingle, be a star. Open to U.S. residents 6 and over. No purchase necessary. Ends 9406.
Thank you kindly.
This is AM 970. Solid State Radio.
Next message.
Hey, man, hardcore listener here. Just thought I'd say your radio station rocks. I thought it was great when you guys just had the comedy, but now you have Likas on Bill Henry. Just keeps getting better and better. Just keep on rocking, man. Say bye.
Next message.
This is Dylan from Salem, Oregon. If you think Tom Likas is any kind of entertainment, then you're either mentally challenged or just a flat-out liar. Thanks.
Next message.
Listen, the Phil Henry Show is the funniest talk show in the country, okay? And anyone in Portland who doesn't think so, go to the fifth ring of hell, make a left, and burn, baby.
Next message.
This station is funny! The station is cracking us up!
AM 970, Solid State Radio.
Hey, Mom, stuck at work now? Call up Carside, nice save. Hey, Mom, be an all-star, pick up just what they crave. Applebee's, Carside to go. Good food, fast, don't you know? Salads, six seafood, have an Applebee's buffet. Applebee's, Carside to go. Take them home to your bungalow.
This hour of the Rick Emerson Show brought to you by CD Game Exchange with five locations in Portland. They buy, they sell, they trade. CD Game Exchange.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 7th Annual Regional Water Bee.
True or false, the best time to water your lawn is during the cool early morning hours.
True.
That is correct. True or false, watering the pavement will help keep it lush and green.
False.
The Regional Water Providers Consortium reminds you that there are lots of easy ways to save water.
How much water does a healthy lawn need each week?
1 inch.
Kids know this stuff.
True or false? Water conservation is easy.
True.
How about you? Be water smart. For more simple tips, please visit our website.
SuperH2O.org.
The phone lines are open. Call Rick Emerson at 503-733-2970. This is AM 970, Solid State Radio.
A lot earlier these days. When I was a kid, metal shows didn't start till it was dark outside. Dark and evil outside.
Maybe this is a baby boomer metal show.
No, no, it's not. It's all, you know, it's a lot of those, what did Henry Rollins describe them as? There's that whole school of metal, it's like Nietzsche rock. You know what I'm talking about. It's like, you know, the metal now that it's all like a lot of, it's like a lot of, and I don't mean to knock it because I'm going to go because it's, I mean, there's a couple bands that I like, but there's that whole school of metal, not just now. I mean, I guess there were bands like Black Flag and like Minor Threat, I guess, was kind of this way too, to whatever. I mean, I don't know a lot about that school of music, but there's that whole school of punk and now sort of like it's half hardcore, half metal, where it's like a bunch of guys chanting phrases out of a Tony Robbins book. You know what I mean? And it's a lot of things like, I will not be broken. Draw! And then like solo. And then a guy going like, you will not destroy me. You know, draw! It's like a bunch of guys from a Mortal Kombat game who've been given a microphone. Anyway. am I actually making you yawn?
I just wanted to know about JonBenet Ramsey, and we still haven't gotten to it. And I reminded you like three times.
We'll ask Jim Ruby. He was in Los Angeles. Wait, because it was in L.A., wasn't it?
No.
No, it was in Denver.
No,
it was in Denver. But he was in the news. He knows about it.
Of course he knows about it. Jim Roop.
Sorry.
What was that?
That was a little cackle. Come on, that's funny.
We have yawning and cackling going on here.
Oh, my.
You wouldn't know we were on the air, would you?
No.
This does sound like the show when we were off the air. We were still talking to each other.
Sounds like the pre-show. Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should go on from 11 to noon.
Believe me, it's been floated. I actually, this person shall remain nameless, but I've actually had a couple people like, how would you feel about doing like a, I don't know, like a 9 to 3 kind of a show? Oh. And it's like, dude, there's not enough money in the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then 9 to 3, and then there ain't going to be, there's no doubling of the salary either. That's, because.
Well, that would be tragic.
Yeah, yeah. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you. Jim Roop in Los Angeles. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Good afternoon.
I suppose for some, yeah. hey, you were on the air during JonBenet Ramsey.
Yeah.
You weren't in Denver, of course, but... So today, we were talking about how Patsy Ramsey snuffed it over the weekend. And Sarah noted that, in her opinion, this is Sarah Dillon now.
Oh, this was not my opinion. You made me. I was your puppet. You know that you just made me your puppet.
I'm your puppet.
Best show ever. Sarah Dillon, of her own free will, noted that she believed that this was the hand of fate coming down and punishing Patsy Ramsey. I did not share that assessment because I believe that a person is innocent until proven guilty.
Until judged by God.
Until judged by God, which happened apparently. No, I was noting that to be fair, I don't know the deal there. Nobody really does. And clearly there's something weird about that family, but I'm not prepared to say that she was guilty or covered something up, but clearly that family was a little bizarre, to say the least. I will say that. They were, at the very least, weird.
It is my opinion, and opinion only, that if you force a near toddler to try and look like she's 21 and enter her in a beauty contest, that's weird in itself.
It is true, and I will say this, and this is an embarrassing fact, that I will admit this, but many people will not. And Clyde and I have talked about this. We will admit this.
Oh, this can be some creepy comments.
It's not. No, it is creepy, but it's, I know. Look, you ask anybody, men and women. And I remember Clyde and I were sitting around at home one day, watching TV, doing whatever, sitting around like Ren and Stimpy. And no, it was on the TV. It was like, blah, 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 beauty queen found murdered. And, you know, I just kind of glanced up at the TV. And, of course, your first thought is, like, oh, cute girl. And then you look a second time, you're like, wait a minute, you know, and then you realize, you know, I mean, because that was the whole point, was to make her look like she was a grown-up beauty queen. It was creepy, you know, because it sort of short-circuits your brain for a second. You're like, your first, like, fraction of a second response is, you know, cute blonde, and then you're like, oh, God, no. And then you realize you're looking at, like, a five-year-old. It's, like, the creepiest thing ever. I think everybody, and that was the whole point, was to make her look like an adult, and ye shall reap what ye have sown, you know?
Yeah.
And anyway, so I don't know what the mom and the dad did or whatever, but I mean...
So can you give me a brief...
I don't believe that, for those who believe in God, I don't believe there's a retribution type thing that happens. I believe God doesn't cause bad things to happen. He just allows them to happen. That's what our free will comes from.
Right.
So... You know, it just happened to her. That's all. I mean, she just got cancer and just died.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably, you know, and so...
You can't explain that crap. You're trying to deal with infinite things with our finite mind.
And so Sarah, we realized that Sarah was like 13 when this happened. And so Sarah, as such, did not take part in the long American media obsession with JonBenet Ramsey. And so basically what happened is that she was, you know, beauty pageant contestant, blah, 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 blah. And then Christmas morning... Of 1996.
Right.
You know, the dad or somebody, like, found her, and she was dead, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
She was, like, in the basement. She was, like, in a crawl space.
She was in the basement, right.
Yeah, she was, like, in not a crawl space, but, like, in a little alcove, like a little storage room. and like all wrapped up and whatever, and blah, blah, blah. Oh. And there were all of these questions about like how the parents and many people were allowed to tramp all around the crime scene and contaminate it. And so they found hairs from the dad, but it's like the dad had already moved her body a couple times because nobody stopped him from doing it. And da, 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 da. And then everybody immediately assumed that the parents did it. But then
did they ever find any evidence to the contrary?
No, they found like DNA from an unknown male, but it never matched anybody. And so it's a whole thing that's never going to be solved. I mean, that's pretty much the way I see it.
True.
And the parents were, at the very least, kind of weird. But I'm not prepared to say that they did anything. There was never any evidence that they had abused her in any way. So I don't know. It's just weird. And it's weird and it's frustrating because everybody knows me. I don't like unsolved mysteries. I don't find them compelling or whatever. I just want to know. It bugs me when I don't know stuff.
Yeah, it's like, all right, call me when you find out.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. So I don't sit there and go, oh, how cool it is that it's an unsolved crime. I got nothing. Anyway, so that's what that was, and so forth. Hey, real quickly here before we move on to talk about this Schwarzenegger thing. Are you guys talking at all about this Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman thing?
No, I could care less.
All right, well there you go. Never mind. Nicole Kidman apparently got remarried in a Catholic church.
Yeah, she did.
But she didn't have an annulment. I mean, that's the thing.
Because the Catholic Church didn't recognize that wedding.
Oh, really?
If she wasn't married in the church, Catholic Church doesn't recognize her.
Oh, because did she get married in some bizarre Scientology?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just, you know, like, cut their finger and, you know, did a blood thing. I don't know what they did. Whatever Scientology does, I don't know.
They consume a live woodchuck together or something?
Whatever.
Yeah, all right. Well, okay.
That's what I'm guessing.
Because,
you're right. You have to go to the Vatican before you can be remarried in the church.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Fair enough. Hey, so...
It might have been just a civil ceremony so that she can get married in the church.
Yeah, because I remember my mom tried to get remarried in the Catholic Church, and they told her to pound it. They weren't having any of that.
My mom, too. She had to go to the Pope.
Really? Had to go sit outside. And
yeah, you know, wait for the audience.
The Pope will say no.
So you sign this paper.
Yeah, I think it took my mom years before she was able to
Absolutely,
do that again.
Yes, yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah, Catholics, man, they're hardcore about that.
Yeah, we are, babe.
Hey, what is the deal with Schwarzenegger not allowing Bush to put...
I love this guy.
...troops on the border? I'm so confused. First, we wanted to stop illegal immigrants, and then Bush is like, I will send National Guard, and then Schwarzenegger saying no.
Here's the deal.
All right.
Schwarzenegger didn't like this thing in the first place. Too hinky for him.
All
because
right.
He's saying, look, if you need the border protected, hire more agents and get them trained. You know, don't take my National Guard. I have 20,000 National Guard in this big old state. I got 2,500 in Iraq, and I can't afford to have too many of them go anywhere because, and this is a state prone to disaster.
Right.
We can't do that. So he winds up saying, all right, I'll give you 1,000 if... Now, remember, I'm still commander-in-chief of these forces. This is my National Guard. So I'll give them to you if I can have them back in a year and a half, and they stay in the state. They
right.
control our border, California-Mexico border.
Right.
I'll give them to you. And fine. But he knew they were going to come back and ask for more. So now the Pentagon says, we need 1,500 more, but we need them in Arizona or New Mexico. And he says, you're nuts. We just started fire season. I told you I got 2,500 in Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm giving you 1,000 by August 1st. That leaves me with not very many if I have a major
right.
fire or some kind of other natural or man-made disaster in the state. So, no, you can't have them.
Well, that's got to play pretty well with the voters, that he's saying that he's not just rolling over for the White House.
It's playing real well with the Hispanic voters, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's playing well with everybody. I think they like the fact that he's doing what he said he's doing, and he's really listening to the people of the state. And, you know, it could be a real hairy thing if something does happen in the state, and we don't have enough guardsmen or guards people.
Well, yeah, because if he suddenly needed them and they weren't there, then he's going to get hung out to dry.
Yeah, and right now, if something really... hinky happens and they're on the California-Mexico border, he can just say, you know, they're in San Diego, come on back.
Right.
But if they're in Arizona or some with Texas or somewhere else, that's going to be tougher to get them back.
Yeah, nothing looks worse, by the way, than when your own state needs the guard and they're off protecting another state.
Right.
Yeah, that's
what he's saying. Look, you have 40, the four border states are giving you all these National Guard. You got 46 other states. You need 1,500 more? Hit those guys up.
Yeah, no, it's a fair point.
Yep.
I can't really argue with that.
Nope.
All right. Hey, let me ask you this. I know it's early to start talking about this, but I mean, what is the general thumbs up, thumbs down on that guy when re-election time comes?
I think it's getting better because the Democratic instance is pretty weak.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the story of the Democrats, my friend.
That's just bad news.
Yep. All right, my friend. Well, enjoy. Hey, I hate to dwell on this, but how was that fire in Arizona?
Yeah, it was pretty cool, actually. First of all, that's a very pretty place. Secondly, it was more a fire prevention thing. It's like Mother Nature decided to thin out the forest.
Yeah.
The homes, while they were threatened because it was, so they were sort of in the path of the fire, the weather cooperated. So there wasn't all the wind, all the dry thunderstorm lightning that was supposed to happen. It was hot, and the humidity was low, and the firefighters were, like, you know, just a mess.
Right.
But, you know, it worked out pretty well. So all the underbrush, the trees still remained pretty much intact. Some trees got burned up, but it was mostly underbrush. So it was really more of a great thing for fire prevention in the future. So Sedona's still good. And you can still go there and get healed by all those vortexes.
Fantastic. All right, my friend. We'll talk to you soon. Jim Roop, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Jim Roop in Los Angeles. All right. Scotty is typing on the screen. It is now, what was you, it's 99 degrees. Now.
Oh.
Yep. Mm-hmm. 99, not even 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Hottest day of the year. Possible record high. And then he puts hot, 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 implying that we should do his top five. But here's
okay. Yeah, we have about 5 minutes left. So what else? What else?
I have a Superman clip.
So frustrating.
We should save the Superman clip for tomorrow. If it's still
going
to be there.
Going to
go tomorrow.
Will it still be? It'll be there.
I think Sarah Carey saved it. Well, yeah, we'll go back now.
So we're going to see Superman tomorrow. And then this week we're going to get that mystery sound finished, done this week.
We're going to take some clarifying.
Let's
calls.
Take some clarifying calls. Let's break. And here's the thing,
okay.
Scotty. We're going to take a break. Ow, I think I'm having a stroke. Wait, no, it passed.
That's your head.
Yeah, but that's where you'd feel it, right?
I don't know.
Is it up here? All right. We'll take clarifying calls right now about the mystery sound. You may ask questions about it. You may not ask what it is. You may ask questions about the mystery sound. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Back after this. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The Rick Emerson Show.
All right, here we go.
On AM 97. Solid State Radio.
I gotta stay proactive.
We are behind, Rick.
I know. Yeah, clarifying questions are not like, is it a... And clarifying questions are like, is it two things being hit together? Is it a pink thing glued to an armadillo? Is it a thing I would find inside a box of cereal? Those are clarifying questions about the mystery noise. The mystery noise, which is now haunting a nation. All right, it's 503-733-2970. This show brought to you by many fine sponsors, including CD Game Exchange. Watch myself a CD Game Exchange movie this weekend, actually. Yeah! Which is a mystery science theater film. I think it was only $5. I think it was just $5. I can't square to that, but I'm pretty sure. You can get DVDs dirt cheap there. They also got brand new stuff. I know they just got the new S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 4, I think, is out now. I think Season 5 is coming out soon. I know that they got a bunch of Chappelle box sets in now. They got brand new DVDs. They got used DVDs. Take in those movies you watched a jillion times, the video games you already beaten 3, 4, 5, 8 times. Buy some brand new stuff. 5 locations, one near you, including a brand new location on Southeast McLaughlin Boulevard. Go see them. A proud sponsor of the Rick Emerson Show. CD Game Exchange.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on bills, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 33%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-281-6105. Quicken Loans can show you how to cut your mortgage payment up to 33% so you can make your money work harder, like paying off high-interest credit card bills, affording home improvements, or increasing your retirement savings. Just call 800-281-6105. With over 150 exclusive loan programs, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loans have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you make all year. Find out how you can cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 33%. Call Quicken Loans right now at 800-281-6105. 800-281-6105. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Call now, 800-281-6105.
At Taco Time Restaurants, we're so excited about adding mango peach salsa to our famous crispy chicken ranchero. We'd like to give you a taste of it right now. Unfortunately, this is radio and you can't taste radio, but we can let you hear what this flavorful, tart, sweet and tangy new entree sounds like to your taste buds. It goes a little something like this. The first thing your tongue hears is the syncopated rhythm of fresh cabbage blend with cheddar cheese. and a blast of ranch dressing. As your taste buds listen to the crispy strips of tender chicken, they hear a melody of stringed instruments. Finally, the crescendo of sweet and tangy mango peach salsa strikes a keynote of flavor on your palate. It all comes together for that big band sound in your mouth. The new Mango Ranchero. It's music to your tongue. It's taco time.
You already know that Star builds Cruisers motorcycles that take customization to a whole new level, but we'll bet you didn't know that right now you can make a head-turning V-Star your own for as little as $69 a month at Cycle Sports of Salem. Walk in and ride out on a long and low V-Star custom, the V-Star Silverado complete with saddlebags and windshield, or any one of the other famous V-Stars. They shake up the status quo and say loud and clear that you live life by your own rules. The first rule, I want a new Star. So get down to Cycle Sports of Salem today and ride home in the saddle of a V-Star Cruiser for as little as $69 a month. Hurry, you've got to make one your own soon to take advantage of this great offer. Star Motorcycles, they build it, you make it your own. Cycle Sports of Salem is your Star Cruiser headquarters, located on Portland Road just east of I-5, or you can check them out on the web at cyclesports.net.
On the Yamaha card, subject to credit approval, 283106 on select new 2006 or new prior year Star Motorcycles. $69 monthly payment and 8.9% APR for 24 months, for amounts financed up to $8,500 if account kept current. Thereafter, standard rate of up to 22.99% APR. Default rate, 24.99%. Minimum finance charge, $1.
Hey, what's going on? What's that? You're lonely. You're lonely because you don't have a lady? You don't have a lady because you don't have a car? You don't have a car because you don't have good credit? Well, have you heard of Metro Auto Wholesale? Because it just so happens that they specialize in people with bad credit. Not only that, they've been around for about a quarter century. More importantly, they are the originators when it comes to helping people out that don't have the best credit.
Well, that's cool, man, but I'll bet they only have three Yugos and a Gremlin to choose from.
No. As a matter of fact, Metro Auto Wholesale covers three whole city blocks. They've got 500 newer, late-model, low-mileage, quality pre-owned vehicles. And not only that, most are still under factory warranty. Head to Metro Auto Wholesale at 72nd and Southeast Foster Road. With 28 lenders competing for your business, they will hook you up no matter what your credit's like. Call them, 503-777-CARS. Click them, MetroAutoWholesale.com. Or check them out in person on the corner of Southeast 72nd and Foster Road.
Coming up at 3, it's the Tom Likas Show. Now, back to Rick on AM 970, Solid State Radio.
7 minutes for us is an eternity. This whole show has zipped by. Some days, I really feel like we could do about 9 hours. We really, in retrospect, we really should have gone on at 9 today. Or 11. Instead of, you know, that's my impression of today's Jim Cramer.
Comedy films, you don't think did it for people?
Put a gun in my mouth. Kill me! All right. I'm sorry.
I couldn't get enough of the George W. Bush impersonation.
Shut your mouth! Come over there and smack you. All right. I'm not really going to smack her. It's 503-733-2. I'm going to smack her with love in my words. I miss Jolie sometimes.
Oh.
I've only had 2 hours of sleep. I'm all delirious.
But you gotta go out and get a real job.
Yeah. Rick, this email says, and then we'll get these clarifying calls about the mystery noise. I have this from Todd.
Come on.
The corpse. Rick, I know it brightens your day to hear of others' misery. Doesn't it brighten our day?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to let you know that I have to go pick up my car from the shop. They have no pickup service, which makes no sense because you're leaving your car there. So I get to walk a mile and a half in the sun to pick it up. Hooray for it being 102 degrees. There you go, Churchy LaFemme. All right. Why don't you ask Jesus to, like, put a little cloud right above you?
Someday they'll find crossbones by the side of the road.
Seriously. I'm sorry, I shouldn't mock his faith. I'm just saying, since he's a much better person than we are, maybe you could just ask God to cool it off a little bit right above you. All right. It's 503-733-2970. All right. This is Todd, the Sunday school teacher. All right, what are we doing here? Clarifying questions.
Yeah.
All right. Let's be like a little pile of rubble, a little pile of bones at the side of the road with, like, some horn-rimmed glasses on top. It's like a little Columbia sportswear shirt, just, like, right on top of a femur. Ah, death is funny. Okay, we're taking some clarifying calls now about the mystery sound. Clarifying calls now about the mystery sound. Carol, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hello, Rick. I almost forgot what I was going to ask.
Okay.
We've
all got troubles.
Does it have rotating blades like a fan?
That would really just make it a fan.
Not really. It could be a tire. It could be a spoke.
Oh, no, that's a fair point. Okay, no. The answer is no.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, she's all business. Listen to that. All right. Let's see. Is this Ryan?
O'Ryan.
O'Ryan?
Yes.
Your parents named you after the guy from Star Blazers?
Well, you know, what can I say? It sucks.
That's the spirit. Okay. Way to play through the pain. All right, what do you got?
Is this some sort of hand tool?
Be more specific.
Ratchet set or something like that?
No, it is not a ratchet set.
It sucks.
It does sound like a ratchet.
It really does. All right, wait. No, but sadly it is not. And you don't get the Connie Chung noise because it wasn't an actual guess. You're just clarifying question. All right.
Right, correct.
Thank you, O'Ryan.
Thank you.
All right. There's a joke there somewhere. O'Ryan. O-R they. O-really. Yeah, really? Something that I don't know what it is. John, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
This is John.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Is it in a restaurant?
No, but listen to this. You did the joke, and then the response, and then the laughter. Like, all yourself. Like, you're a one-man talk. I don't even need to be here.
You know what? He just started his sentence with, in a restaurant. Can we already just tell him no?
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. What was your question?
In a restaurant.
No. No, the answer is, oh, no.
Oh, no. Well, thank you.
Okay, please stop now. All right, thank you. Goodbye. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We are taking clarifying questions now. Clarifying questions only, please. About the what's it? The mystery sound. Which is, okay. Hi, Dave?
Yes,
you're on the Rick. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. How are you, sir?
Good.
All right. What is your clarifying question about the mystery noise?
Is it used in an outdoor sport?
Be more specific.
If I get too specific, I might give it away.
Okay, but that's just called being specific. I like you're worried now that you're inadvertently getting... No one has gotten it right. I like you're worried now that if you narrow the question anymore, you'll be successful.
Yes.
All right. Oh, that was me. So the mystery sound is not Billy Ray Cyrus, I'm sorry.
What would you use it on the weekends?
It is possible.
Yeah?
Okay, and we're done. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
All right, there you go. All right. Let's see. Frank? Oh, wait, hold on. All right. Frank, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Excellent, Rick. Is it in a gambling-type establishment?
Is it in a gambling-type establishment?
That's correct.
Be more specific.
Like a casino. Would I find it in a casino?
Well, probably not.
Probably not, huh?
I would say most likely not, no.
Oh, no. Okay, thanks.
Okay, all right. How about I do one more?
Probably? Yeah.
Okay, we'll do one more here. The final clarifying question of the day about the mystery noise. Robert, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Rick, is it something to do with a boat?
Be more specific. Has anybody picked up on the fact that I'm just saying be more specific for no reason? I'm just saying it to screw with people.
No, but that last one was to be more specific.
Yeah, no. Something having to do with a boat? Like a boat, like a water boat?
Right.
She shut her mouth. It's hot.
Like an airboat?
I don't know what I'm doing.
You're killing me.
Yeah, well, we all got difficulties. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, Rick.
Okay, here you go. All right. Thanks.
You can do one more if you want. What is wrong with you?
She's getting rid of the mystery noise. I'm cleaning it out of everybody's heads now.
You hit the post.
For once in my miserable life. I hate you all. All right, there you go. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. And so forth.
So you think we're going to talk about the heat tomorrow?
The heat tomorrow will be just as bad as today's heat.
Where everybody is. Doesn't matter where you are. It'll be hot there. Okay. Well, all right, we're done. We want to thank Clyde Lewis, Jerry Baumgarten, Jim Roop from CNN. Tomorrow, I think Dennis Pitzenbarger's in tomorrow. We'll talk. We'll have more clarifying questions about the mystery sound. We'll get that done for sure this week.
And then Wednesday, remember, it's the girl's trial.
Yeah, tomorrow night, Superman. Wednesday, the trial of the girl that allegedly, but we know she did it, hit Sarah's car. Tomorrow, I've got more news about Otis, Oregon, by the way. Don't forget, Don and Mike start tonight at 7 p.m. immediately following Tom Likas, and John and Jeff return tonight at 11 p.m. Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Best damn morning show ever. Stephanie Miller, we're listening. Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio in the newsroom. It's Tim Riley, Scotty J on the phones. See you all tomorrow. Don't let the bastards grind it down. Thank you for listening. Be safe. Bye.
FM DJs in the greater Portland area. Your daily show prep is now concluded. Thanks for listening. You're listening to AM 970. KCMD AM Portland. Solid State Radio.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list. Sponsored in part by Kraft.
Yo, this is Randy Jackson. When we searched the country for the best Oreo and milk jingles, there were some great renditions.
Ice cold milk and an Oreo cookie.
And there were some wacky ones.
Oh! Oh. Ice cold milk and an Oreo cookie.
Oh! Want to decide for yourself? Check out specially marked packages of Oreos. Hey. And then head to Oreo.com for a chance to hang with me and win $10,000.
New purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 7 and older and 7/2006. Void where prohibited.
Hey. A Hallmark Channel original movie.
Don't you know who I am?
You're my pop.